The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in! Happy Halloween, everybody! Got some regrets. I think everyone's got regrets that's tuning in right now. I am never, ever, ever doing this again.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
That just makes this a classic.
Taylor here.
Oh, baby.
Hanging out with Fat Thor and Ken.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor Swift, Fat Thor and Ken. Taylor, you're
Kelsey on the map. Oh, yes.
Putting Kelsey on the map. I'm really thankful. There's Fat Thor.
Yeah. What's up?
Good game last night.
Last night.
Thank you. I got into the end zone.
He did say, they said, how do you fix the offense? He said, that's not my job. That was Josh Jacobs' reply.
Oh, when he was asked last night?
Oh, yeah. How do you fix this offense? He said, that's not my job.
I don't know. That's not my job.
Davante Adams.
Oh, man.
Welcome in, everybody. Got some hair in my face.
Hello, everybody.
There's Ken. I told Mike before the show he figures out ways to be himself every year.
Hey, we have a business philosophy here of 80-20, running it through the filter. I do that continuously. You flipped it upside down this time?
No, this is good. My wife's happy, thrilled. Kids are happy.
Oh, kids are terrified. Yeah, I mean, I can't.
I'm terrified.
I'm having a hard time looking at you.
I don't blame you.
No, it was terrifying. That game last night.
Yeah, yeah, and
goodness,
terrifying for fantasy players too.
Yeah.
Well. It's not good. We've got the five most popular terrifying tales from Monday Night Football. Jason, why don't you begin?
All right. This fella had 34.5-point lead going into Monday night, and all that was left was Gibbs on the other side, who scored 34.9 fantasy points.
Oh, that's not good. We've got the Goff end-of-game kneel downs. Lost on Bav lost on two kneel downs from Jared Goff to lose by 0.1.
We have a Jason
that's bad.
Twitter. Riley Patterson nailed the 52-yarder to put me up, but missed the field goal. The missed field goal gave me -3 to lose the week.
There were a couple people out there who lost by less than a point, and they had Sam Laporta and watched him drop that last ball.
Oh, no.
You did not win.
And I don't know if you guys saw this. Davante Adams didn't have a very good night. And Heupel went into Monday night with the lead and lost by 0.16. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
This is good work back there.
Devontae, I can't take this show.
Now we're good, man.
I can't. I saw those two plays. Devontae Adams had a 98-yard touchdown wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Had a 60-yard touchdown wide open.
The
Jimmy Garoppolo.
To me, the 98-yard
was terrifying.
Potential one was, I get it. He was backed up in his own end zone. He was getting really pressured. So I understand that ball not being the best. I mean, you're a professional quarterback. You
10 for
do
21, 126. No touchdowns.
The other miss, though, was incredibly egregious.
And on the other side, Gibbs went crazy. 26 yes. for 152. Had a rushing touchdown. Laporta back into the end zone with 10 more targets.
And Gibbs had 5 receptions as well. Only 37 yards in the receiving game, but
that's fine.
Fully, yeah, I mean, 5 for 37 is a really nice addition to a monstrous rushing line.
We were at the unfortunate demise of the Diamondbacks last night. So I was at the World Series game. My sister was there, and she is furiously passionate about fantasy football. And she had conceded that she lost because the opponent just needed Jacoby Myers to score 4.
Oh, man.
And Jacoby Myers had 1 catch for 19 yards. She ends up getting in the car after the D-backs lost and had won.
And
surprise.
This, am I remembering right? Kyle, maybe you saw this too, that the before that game, it's like sometime this week, the Raiders did a full
team meeting.
Full team meeting, all the laundry out. How do we fix this? And Jimmy Garoppolo's answer was 10 for 21, 126 and a pick.
Yeah, the fury is real. I mean,
my gosh.
The coaching staff is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And I don't – look, Devontae Adams' season is terrible right now. And it's not like he's not open on most plays. And they said this morning they're not going to trade him. And we got a trade deadline today, too. Deucer's Alley, not very dressed up over there.
Nah.
What happened here?
We lame.
What happened
here? We lame is right. Look at me.
I got my belly out. Andy's got no beard. You loser.
I've got a lot more than that.
Well, hold on. Go back. So, looks like Brooks and Jeremy aren't. Josh is dressed up as a really old man.
Yeah, you nailed it.
At least my nipples aren't showing.
Are my nips out?
Sometimes.
My belly's out.
Fat Thor. Al Borland in all black. Look,
all right.
This is crazy. I mean, it's crazy. We got a trade deadline today. We already had a defensive trade this morning. Let's talk news.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
All right, Leonard Fournette. Signed to the Buffalo Bills practice squad this morning. Jason, were you the one making the joke that they'd want to trade for Dalvin Cook?
I was, yeah. I was saying that they really are. They got the old school in them.
You doing okay over there with that beard?
I'm doing okay. It's weird.
Yeah, I feel like I can hear it.
Yeah,
I can hear your
beard. You can hear my beard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, that's what?
I think that you've got a team that wants a certain archetype of running back. They want a big beef boy near the goal line. And this will be interesting, though, the fact that he can catch the ball. He might be an upgrade over Latavius Murray, over Damian Harris. So maybe he comes in and is surprisingly involved, not necessarily right off the bat week one. But I could see, you know, looking back a month from now thinking, okay, I guess this was an important pickup.
Clayton Toon, Cardinals rookie quarterback, slated to start week 9. This, in my opinion, is really good if you have the Cleveland defense. And it really sucks if you have Trey McBride or Hollywood Brown or anybody because, I think Clayton Toon is okay. But I think Josh Dobbs is better than Clayton Toon. And so is this – what's your thought with that move? Because
– I thought it was the weirdest move of all time.
Stuff's weird there, man.
It's so weird because what happened was the coach went – and watched the film.
Well, first he said immediately after the game, Kyler won't be starting next week.
Right, and my belief there is that that was always the plan. If you listen to him talk months ago, he said that they want to use that time when he's that 21-day window for practice. They want to get him involved, let him have, you know, his kind of training camp. And so it made sense to me that they said, like, oh, he's not going to be the starter next week. But then you go to the film and you say, wow, Dobbs was unacceptably bad. He can't do what we're wanting him to do. He is no longer going to be our starter. So this means that they are doing this to win ball games. They're doing this to put their best player on the field. Well, then it should be Kyler. Like, I realize you want Kyler to have, like, more training camp, more practice time, all that, but that's why it doesn't make sense. Why go to Clayton Tune? You're just downgrading the quarterback.
I'm telling you, man, something weird is going on in Arizona. You're right. It's downgrading.
I'm looking at it.
It's, well, I am what is weird in Arizona right now.
Yes, you are.
New respect for the ladies out there that put the that put the makeup on. Sweet mercy. The assault to my face this morning. How do you do it? I don't know. Sorry that I am in your ranks this morning as well. Deshaun Watson may rest again against the Cardinals. This is the Clayton Tune. Maybe P.J. Walker, maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
I love the fact that this was reported as he may rest again. It's not reported. He's still dealing with injuries. No, guys, he's real tired.
He should have a Mai Tai.
He probably needs to rest a little bit more. Same, bro.
Matthew Stafford, day-to-day with a UCL sprain. The team attempted to sign John Wolford from the practice squad. Bucks then signed him to the active roster and played defense.
Oh, man.
Tyson Bagent remains in line to start against the Saints. Start your Saints. I like Tyson Bagent and what he's trying to do, but this is still a good matchup for your Saints defense.
Yes.
Arthur Smith said, quote, I promise you, I'll come in on Wednesday and tell you who's starting.
Yeah. There was, if you caught the little press conference short, sweet blurb there, it was Arthur was asked directly, if Desmond Ridder is healthy, is he the starter next week? And it was, well, I'm going to have to look at some things. You know, I'm not really sure. Got to do the best thing for the team. Because remember, Desmond Ridder, concussion protocol during the game, cleared. So the NFL said, like, the NFL people said, no, he's good to go. He does not have a concussion. And then he was not put back into the game. And now Arthur Smith asked directly if he's healthy, is he going to start? Him and Hawing, the guy that Arthur Smith ferociously supported and said, anyone who says that Desmond Ridder is playing bad is part of, quote, toxic groupthink. 1 week later, maybe he's not our starter.
I mean, everything I've heard has been health related with the comments. Have you not seen
that? Yeah, no, I get that. But
that they didn't put him back in because they wanted to keep him healthy. But I don't know how that works with the concussion.
That's exactly the point of either Arthur Smith is saying, I don't trust the NFL concussion protocol, and we'll see later on in his career how much that affects things. Either he doesn't trust that or he doesn't trust Ridder.
Can you have a concussion but still like be hurting and not want to play football?
Yeah, I would think so. You can have a terrible, terrible headache.
So we've got, you got some games this week. You know, you're going to have a P.J. Walker, Clayton Tune battle. You're going to have a Jaren Hall rookie for the Vikings versus some combo of Ridder and Heineke.
I think I heard it was 11 backups potentially starting this week at quarterback, which is why if you need to do
this is why Gardner Minshew should have been a premium ad for any NFL team.
Yeah, a streaming NFL defense this week. You're in luck. There are plenty of good choices.
Too many.
Yeah.
That was today's news and notes brought to you by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Put me in, coach.
Well, this week, no CMC. 49ers on bye. No Javonte. Broncos on bye. Lions. Jags also. Resting.
With Deshaun Watson.
Watson's on bye, the team's playing.
Yeah.
Next week, Chiefs, Dolphins, Eagles, Rams.
Coach, I don't know if you saw my schedule, but I had a day of rest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's been in the books.
What if I was in his contract? He gets two buys and everybody else gets one.
That is next level negotiation. Mm. You're like, I'm going to need a no trade clause and I'm going to need my second bye week.
Running back waiver pickups. Who's at the tippy top of your list this week? I mean, we have waiver wire rankings up on the site, thefantasyfootballers.com. You can see where each of us individually are placing guys, but give me your top few names.
So I'll jump in. My top name this week, it is Zach Charbonnet, rookie of the Seattle Seahawks. Now, I mean, he came in and had an okay game, but it was more of what's going on with the timeshare of Kenneth Walker, who was dealing with his own injury. So maybe it was simply that it was Ken Walker was banged up during the practice, so they installed more stuff for Zach Charbonnet. But he's still a second-round rookie pick who Charbonnet was himself hurt. Like, before Charbonnet got hurt, it did look to me like they were ramping up the timeshare, and it was going to be a lot. Kenneth Walker at the top of it, but Charbonnet was going to get a lot of action, and he is, like, he profiles as a pass catcher and a goal line running back. So I think that he's my top add at the running back position.
For me, it's Darrell Henderson, Darnell Anderson.
Yeah, Darrell Henderson, rostered in a lot of leagues along with Chuba Hubbard, but if he's not in yours, you know, 3 for 54 in the passing game last week.
Do you have?
They're going to have to lean on the running game without Stafford if he misses.
That's the tiebreaker for me for Henderson and Charbonnet is that who, like, the quarterback play for the Rams, if it's subpar, that's going to really affect Henderson. And Royce Freeman was getting work. Royce Freeman got a goal line touchdown as well.
Yep.
So I do like Henderson, but that's what's splitting the difference for me.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that he's still available in the majority of leagues on Yahoo. Like, this is a player who should be 100% rostered right now. He is involved in all facets of the game, the receiving work, in around the goal line. I know Royce got the touchdown last week, but yep, he's still getting opportunities. So in the matchup, if you have to play one of these guys, the Green Bay Packers have been really, really bad on the ground. Over the last 5 weeks, you adjust for schedule, they're giving up an average of +5 fantasy points over that player's average. And so, you know, if I've got to start a guy, Charbonnet's matchup against Baltimore, I don't know that you could start. I feel like Charbonnet is still a stash right now that you're hoping has like a breakout and has a lot of value. But to me, he's not a guy that I can play yet.
There will be an RB3 discussion around Amari DiMarcado this week, Arizona Cardinals rookie running back. It's not a good matchup. He's on the road against Cleveland. Might have a rookie quarterback, but had 20 carries last week. So, you know, when you talk about a spot start that might be able to give you 10 points, to me that is, you know, he's in contention, under 50% rostered. I'm not personally adding Leonard Fournette unless there's one situation. If I had James Cook, I would add Fournette the same way I would have put Latavius Murray on my roster.
Okay, insurance.
But I don't foresee – I mean, look, this is a long, multi-year situation with running backs in Buffalo. And to me, Leonard Fournette in a timeshare is not going to be the answer to the multi-year question of can I get any fantasy value out of Buffalo's backfield. So I just can't foresee a world where Fournette – like, I don't think they're signing Fournette to dispose of Murray, to be honest. I think they're signing Fournette in part because Damien Harris is out for the rest of the year.
Right.
And they were using both of those guys behind James Cook. It's just, it's not good for James Cook, even if it's only 10% not good for James Cook. And I just don't see any world where Fournette gets started this year, sans injury.
Yeah, I guess the only way that I disagree there a little bit is that I could see him turning into the goal line back. We know that's not going to be James Cook, but this is a good offense. And if you have to, you know, Mike has had to plug Latavius Murray in a start this season because, you know, if you're big and you're on this offense, you got a chance at falling into the end zone. I think that he'll have value in that way. But I do agree in principle, this is probably going to be a three-way timeshare where you're just splitting up. You're splitting it up too much.
Well, and to give you some credit on that take, I don't think anybody can take me seriously today on anything I'm saying if you're on YouTube.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, Taylor. Taylor, you lost the hat.
Lost my fedora, guys.
How do people keep those on?
Smaller heads. They have smaller heads than I do.
Less wig.
Yeah. What? I grew this out. Plus, you had a fedora week. You should know, I guess.
Yes.
Devin Singletary had 10 more carries. I think he needs to be rostered.
Yeah, he does.
Spot start capability. Zeke, I mean, we brought up, like, Ezekiel Elliott is not a desirable start. But at the same time, you know that if either of those guys get hurt, the other one's going to take over in full and is capable of catching the football. Royce Freeman should still be rostered on teams. I mean, he had 9 carries for the Rams, but, you know, and Justice Hill, you know, the matchup against Seattle, Justice Hill catches the football a little bit.
Yeah, we had 4 for 40 this past week. Gus Edwards was the headline, but because Mark Andrews got one, but a lot of the touchdowns for the Ravens, it went the way of Gus Edwards this past week, but the snap share was really not any different than it has been. It just worked out this way for Gus.
You dropping Miles Sanders or Damian Pierce for any of the names above? Like Daryl Henderson over Miles Sanders. That one I would do.
Yeah, I would do that one right now, but I still am not looking to drop Miles Sanders. I think by the end of the season, I mean, right now Miles Sanders is dealing with this groin injury, and it's clearly affecting. He was barely involved, but I think towards the end of the season, he will get back to being the primary ball carrier. Chuba, though, he had a down game last week. He might hit waivers when they run tomorrow, and I think that would be a mistake because as a spot start,
yes.
Sometimes we get too caught up in one bad performance. He should be started again this next week as a spot starter, not a must start, but certainly capable against the Indianapolis Colts.
Any other mentions here at the running back position? I agree with the Charbonnet take. I mean, I think that's one where there is tremendous potential down the line, especially with the injuries that Walker's dealt with.
I would just jump in and say we are getting to that time of year where if you know you have an insurance running back, you might want to look to add them. Like if you just have, a wide receiver or something that you've been waiting for to have a breakout and you don't see the path, the auxiliary numbers, like the targets per route run, the route participation, that stuff's not going in the direction you want. There's guys out there who are interesting of like Elijah Mitchell is available. Seeing it looks like in about 70%. Tank Bigsby, it's been not what we thought it would be, but Travis Etienne has been incredible. What if Travis Etienne gets hurt? Like Tank Bigsby is the next man up. So this,
like last game where he twisted his ankle.
Well, he was able to recover quickly.
Well, I'm just saying it happens
yes.
quick.
But this is and if like we got news, right now it's like breaking news. Travis Etienne pulls groin in practice. Tank Bigsby would skyrocket. Mm-hmm. So these are the players you need to be proactive, knowing that they don't really help you right now, but it's based on your roster construction. Now is the time to start leveraging those high value insurance running backs.
All right, quick break, back with the wide receivers.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long, and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/footballers.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
All right, we're getting into the wide receivers. And look, guys, I don't know if you noticed, but my guys were pretty good this week. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody.
Hey.
Can I get an applause for Jahmyr Gibbs, anybody?
Can we do that?
You. Thank you. And
how do you feel about the timeshare now?
It's going to change a little bit.
Okay.
I do. I think it's mostly going to be fine for Monty when he gets back, but there's two factors that I think need to come in play when you look at the upside of Gibbs. One, when he puts it on display for a couple of weeks in a row, right? You're earning the trust of your coaching staff. So that's going to be, maybe that's 10% of a difference than before the injury. The second one is just whether or not there is any, you know, is Montgomery going from unhealthy to healthy instantaneously? That's the other factor. Or is this going to be something that takes, you know, is the team going to be earnestly trying to help prevent Monty from being hurt for a third time?
Right.
This is not two times this year, Monty has missed time with an injury. And so it would make logical sense, or it would make rational sense to share.
I don't know if they might be too high T for rational.
Let me give you an example. Let's say if a guy can get hurt with, let's say, 30 carries, maybe you give him 20 carries and there's 10 to go around. This team is super committed to the run.
Yeah, they are.
We saw that last night. So I do think that the floor has been raised for Jahmyr Gibbs. So, and I think that the floor may have lowered a little bit for Montgomery, but I'm not that worried.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
And another one of my guys, just classic Andy hitting it on everything. Jahan Dotson, 10 targets, 8 for 108, almost a 20% target share over the last 2 weeks. Just, you know, bringing it when you need it. Week 7, week 8, classic my guy territory.
Well, this was like Curtis. Let's see, what did Curtis Samuel do? Yeah, Curtis got hurt in this game. So it was the Manders look at, and they said, regrettably, we have to turn to Jahan Dotson after Curtis Samuel, superstar, carrying our offense. We can't go to him anymore, so let's go somewhere else.
Let's go to that first-round wide receiver we drafted. It was funny. There was a
play. We'll give him a chance.
There was a play in the game Mike and I were watching, and it was like I couldn't tell who, because, you know, we got 9 TVs up. I look over, and some wide receiver for the Manders caught the ball and just was so fast, looked so good. I was like, oh, who's that? Oh, yeah, that's Jahan Dotson. That's their first-round wide receiver who looked so good.
Wait, did you hear what happened? They were at practice, and then the coach, actually, Bienemy, he looked over. He said, who's that holder? Can we get that holder and have him run some routes?
Yeah.
I'm going to give that guy an opportunity.
Let's give this guy
Incredible.
A chance.
But for waiver purposes, I am interested in Jahan Dotson. He is a very talented wide receiver. Obviously drafted in the first round for a reason, looked great as a rookie, has looked good the last 2 weeks. There was a reason you liked him coming into the season. We can't just allow, you know, what happened for a stretch run of bad games to say, well, Jahan Dotson's career is over. It's not. He's a really good wide receiver. He's available in at least half of your leagues. And if he is coming into his own, the Manders defense is now getting worse. They
yeah.
made a trade, got rid of Sweat. So I think that
I wish I could do that right now.
I think Jahan Dotson is probably my number one or number two pickup at the wide receiver position.
We mentioned it yesterday. Demario Douglas, wide receiver for the New England Patriots, rookie. 7 targets, 5 for 25. Not that impressive, but a 24.3% targets per route run for the year. They like utilizing him. He gets rushing opportunities. You know, you don't like that offense very much. So it is a dart throw every week you play him. But, I mean, you're staring down a time of year with bye weeks, with injuries, even like peripheral players you just recently picked up, like Josh Palmer. Well, is Josh Palmer going to play next week?
Right.
You know, do you go Demario Douglas or do you go Quentin Johnston? You know, these are the types of decisions you may have to make in a first or second flex spot.
I think I'm super in on Demario Douglas. I really do. Like, I might take him over Jahan Dotson. The drumbeat for him has been excellent. What we've seen on the field has matched it. He's looked good when given the opportunities. He hasn't had as much opportunities. And now Kendrick Bourne is a torn ACL. So that he's gone, and I think that they're going to work Douglas in more and more as a rookie. They
and
need
Parker's
him.
In concussion protocol, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And so, and Juju
he
is,
doesn't want to be, but they said yes,
right,
you are.
Yeah.
And Juju has just not looked like the same, and I don't know that he'll ever be very relevant again. So to me, this is a player who has, you know, he checks pretty much all of the boxes, other than Mac Jones.
Let me ask you this.
They call him Pop, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. Does it make you more or less interested in him knowing that the New York or the New England media calls him Pop? Pop Douglas.
Pop Douglas.
Hmm. More or less interested?
I'm a little more interested.
Okay.
I like it.
Pop goes the weasel.
Okay. That's
right?
True.
I was going to go
is that true?
Dirty Pop.
Dirty
Snap
pop.
Tackle
dirty
pop.
Okay. Do we got any more?
Pop, lock, and drop it.
Deucer's Alley have anything to contribute?
You guys got them all.
Well, yeah.
Can't pop off with anything.
Go ahead.
Busted.
Yeah, not good.
The Detroit Lions are going on the bye week, and before last night's game, Andy, when we were talking about how we have our waiver rankings,
yes.
you were like, I'm still interested in Jameson Williams.
Yeah.
And even with the bye week. So, but at this point, after seeing last night's game where it was still the Jameson Williams experience, one real boneheaded play, then another good catch. I mean, his line at the end was not good, but they weren't. It was a strange game.
Still only played 40% of snaps.
So Jameson Williams or now Huge, who with Joshua Palmer's knee.
Well,
if they're both there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Huge can do anything against the Jets this week. And then the following week, it's Jameson Williams against the Chargers, which I like, or Quentin Johnston against the Lions, so they'll face each other. If I have Jameson Williams, I'm not dropping him to pick up Huge or spinning fab.
Okay.
If I have Quentin Johnston, I'm probably not going to do the opposite. Certainly not heading into the Lions bye week. I would be looking at Jameson Williams as a drop-it-like-it's-hot candidate, somebody that people are letting go of after last night's performance where they didn't need to throw the football. Thanks. I mean, Jason should be thrilled that they didn't need to throw the football.
Oh, man.
Because he was on watch for 6 points in the second half for Amon-Ra.
Yeah, I was dead in the beginning of that game. That 44-yard reception super early from Amon-Ra. I'm like, well, I'm toast.
And then they just kept getting stopped over and over and over in the red zone.
So many dodged a bullet. But, yeah, that's my philosophy. Rashid Shaheed, dart throw, no fab, pick him up, throw him on your bench. That's my view on him. Khalil Shakir, I'm not chasing 6 for 92 for Shakir either. That was a game plan thing to start the game. He didn't really get involved over the second half of the game. It was like the first quarter.
I think if you're looking for a start, you know, some of these guys are different, right? Like Huge, you're not starting. Jameson Williams, you can't start. But if you need someone to start this week, to me, I'm looking at the Cowboys wide receivers, both Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup. The matchup against Philly, I expect a lot of points scored. I expect it to be not on the ground for the Cowboys. And Dak has looked so good. So to me, I would much rather start Brandon Cooks this week than Rashid Shaheed.
Okay. Yeah. You need the bomb to succeed for Shaheed. A lot of people want to know if they can drop Christian Watson and Tank Dell. Tank Dell, since the last three games, since he had a breakout performance, which was, you know, a 68-yard touchdown, 1 for 16, 3 for 57, 3 for 16. Tampa, Cincy, Arizona on the docket. I'm holding on to Tank Dell in the context of this waiver.
I agree. Yeah,
it was a really, really down game for the Texans last week. C.J. Stroud didn't look like his early season self, and I'm going to hold for sure.
And I'll throw one more name out there because we're transitioning to the tight end position. Because to me, Trey McBride is an absolute must pickup at this point, based off of what he did in his first game with no Zach Ertz, my belief that, like, it might be a real crappy week against the Cleveland Browns with Clayton Tune. There is a chance that he's okay with if Tune just locks in and gives him a bunch of volume. But my belief is that Kyler will be back the next week. And that makes Trey McBride an absolute must pick up. And I think that Michael Wilson is interesting as well. If you don't need someone right now and you just have that spot on your
Michael
bench.
Wilson or Quentin Johnston?
Michael Wilson.
I think it might be Jameson Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson.
See, I'm Jameson on that side. I think when they need to throw the football, you might see better things. But yeah, the team is.
But Michael Wilson's already like a full time.
I'm just not. I'm not as convicted as you guys that Kyler Murray is out there anytime soon.
I get it.
I think that there's a 30% chance that he just stays on the pot. So
interesting.
This team is weird. You know,
they are definitely weird.
You made a decision to get rid of Colt McCoy and trade for Josh Dobbs because you knew Clayton Tune was not remotely ready to be a professional quarterback.
Sure, but he's now had, you know, what, 8 weeks of in-season practice?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to do it for me.
Yeah, I know.
Miles Garrett, introduction to Clayton Tune.
It's going to be a really bad week.
Honestly, I'm thrilled as a Cleveland defensive manager. Thrilled. Because Dobbs has massive escapability, massive intangibles to get outside the pocket, avoid sacks. Clayton Tune is going to memorize the Cleveland skyline. I mean, he is going to understand where every cloud is.
Yeah, I agree completely. But I know we have disagreement here, but I'm very confident that Kyler starts against Atlanta. Trey McBride, I echo everything Mike said. He might be my number one pickup of the week at all positions because this is a player who has been talented, hasn't been able to be on the field. Now Zach Ertz is on IR and just had that was a nice game. That was a game that most tight ends can't do. And so there is a chance here that this is the beginning of Trey McBride's breakout at a tight end. You know, there's so many needy tight end teams.
Let me put it to the test. The world of disappointing tight ends versus Trey McBride.
Okay.
Are you exchanging Dallas Goedert for Trey McBride?
No, not Goddard.
Are you exchanging Evan Engram for Trey McBride?
If I had Evan Engram, I will pick up McBride, but I'm not dropping Engram to get him.
Are you exchanging Cole Kmet for Trey McBride?
Yes.
Kyle Pitts?
Yes.
Logan Thomas?
Yes.
Darren Waller?
Yeah. Just because of the injury.
You probably have
Jake Ferguson?
No. Jake Ferguson I still have ahead of McBride right now. I think that what we've seen the last couple weeks with him and Dak has been a
good
thing.
So then if Ferguson is on waivers, you're picking him up over McBride?
McBride's on pace for 141 targets when you look at the last 3 weeks, which included 2 weeks with Ertz. So McBride is tippy-top of the list. Taysom Hill, Jake Ferguson, both not rostered in 100% of leagues or even close to it. David Njoku, are we on to something? I don't think so.
It depends on who the quarterback is. Like if P.J. Walker is the quarterback and you need a bye week replacement against Arizona, I think that's very fine. Like
if Dorian Thompson Robinson is the quarterback.
Then no. Then absolutely.
Do you bent? Are you laughing at my hair?
Yes.
I mean, I am eating this hair. It is just. Yeah, Papa Josh, you like what you see?
It's just ridiculous.
If Dorian Thompson Robinson is the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, are you even starting Amari Cooper?
No.
I'm not starting any
catchers. Could you go and cry if Amari Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think you should.
My two league of record wide receivers are Davante Adams and Amari Cooper.
Oh goodness gracious.
Isn't that just a real treat?
That is a treat for me.
I can't imagine that
that was a really good combo last year.
The Cleveland Browns, we're talking about this because they said they're not committing yet to Walker being the quarterback.
Why?
That's what I'm saying is you saw the rookie play, and it was not just like, oh man, there's some stuff there. He made some mistakes. No, it was awful.
The only way you lose to Arizona is if you start Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Correct.
Now, that being said, he didn't get like that whole week of practice, right?
He got some. He got some of it, yeah.
So,
but even with a full week of practice, he's just he's not ready.
He's been practicing now. Trey McBride, Ferguson, Hill, Njoku, who I think, you know, he's had big games in the past. I'm not chasing it. Logan Thomas back into the end zone. I'm very comfortable with Logan Thomas.
Sure.
As a spot start. Thoughts on Michael Mayer, Mike?
It was
on Halloween.
Yeah, it was disappointing last night. I had a parlay where I just needed a little bit, and Mayer was running like all the routes for the tight end position, and then Hooper runs like a couple, and he's the one who gets a couple receptions quick. It was like, what are we doing here?
Give me your defensive waiver order. What's your favorite matchup of the week if they're out there?
Oh, Cleveland for sure if they're out there.
But they're pretty rare.
I would love them. I would love the Saints against Chicago and against a Hobbit. that would be very nice. Those would be my like two
Chargers
number one pickups. The Chargers against Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's kind of got it together. The Chargers defense has been not that great. They can get beat on the ground. Breece should have a good game. So I wouldn't be as bullish on them as I would be a couple others. Maybe the Packers. We don't know if Stafford's playing or not, but if Stafford...
He's got to be doubtful.
If Stafford doesn't play, I think you can roll that way. The Vikings as well. The Vikings defense has been surprisingly really good. I worry... I would have been much more bullish if Kirk Cousins was there, because
right
now you worry about like short fields and yep that stuff that their defense can't handle. But against the Atlanta Falcons... where right now we still don't know who's going to play quarterback. I think you could play them.
My low rostered option this week would be the Giants on the road against the Las Vegas Raiders.
My gosh, that's a home run.
It was not, and they're the number we have is 6% rostered, so they should be available.
Should be the 6% I told to pick them up last yeah week.
But it's like if Jimmy Garoppolo was terrible, he took I think 6 sacks, had the interception, so. The Raiders are broken right now, and the Giants' defense is really heating up.
If I was Devontae Adams,
oh man,
I would bring in cash the rest of my salary and slam it on the desk and say, get me out of here.
Well, he's got a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's
What is the time today?
I think it's in the afternoon.
Yeah,
for
I think
us.
It's 1 o'clock our
it's,
time.
It's
so we got
so
3 hours. Any
him
new news?
Nah.
It's so brutiful at brutiful Adams.
Brutiful. Oh,
brutal.
I thought you said brutiful.
Brutal for Adams.
I think you did.
I look
brutiful
today.
Yes, you look brutal.
Because Adams wants to be a Raider. Like,
nah.
He wants to be a Raider. He wants to win.
Did you watch the interview with him and Rich Eisen last week? He was
I'm
so
sure
candid about everything.
But
I mean, I
thought I saw a clip of him saying, like, no, I chose to come
he did
here. This
he
is
did
where I want to be. And I'm saying that he had personal feelings of this is the franchise, that this is the shield I want
to
wear.
He wanted to wear that shield
so bad.
He wanted to wear that shield so he was close to his family. And he wanted to wear it so that he could play with Derek Carr. And he's not he understands that he made
right
that commitment
yeah
to the team. But I'm telling you, if you gave him a ticket and you just said it's a random NFL franchise, all you have to do is get on this plane.
He might take the chance.
He's getting on the plane, man. I would want out. I mean, Josh McDaniels, listen, you suck.
He will be
and I
out.
That's the nicest thing I've ever said about him. He's not kind of good. He sucks. I started thinking about this morning. If you want to go take a nice gander at the Belichick universe at this moment in time, you will find a jobless Patricia, a losing Belichick, a non-offensive genius in McDaniel, a Bill O'Brien that's been fired and not finding his way. The circle of Belichick right now is...
Including Belichick.
Including Belichick is very full of L's.
The Raiders have not hit their implied total once.
I believe they have something like two off...
Sheesh.
They've never hit two offensive touchdowns in a week or something.
Bad times. Bad times.
Oh, there will be a coaching change there
yes
very soon.
Will this be this won't be the end of McDaniels though, because the Gazes and the McDaniels they get like tenure. I mean, Gaze is coaching again.
Where?
Oh, sorry, not Gaze.
Yeah, I was like, where? Gaze is not in the NFL.
Why am I failing here?
Bill O'Brien?
No, He's the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs again.
Oh, Nagy?
Nagy. You know, Nagy was the center of ire, and he's back in business.
Sure.
McDaniels will be in New England.
I don't know if Bill will take him back this time. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It just he disgusts me.
Yeah, no, it's a really rough situation.
He would have been a much easier costume today.
He was pretty good when he was cheating.
I know. He cheated those first six games in Denver.
Yeah, and they looked
won
really
all.
Good.
Yeah.
Full stream ahead.
I'm going to let you two start this segment. We're looking at streaming quarterbacks. I far and away like your two options way better than mine.
Yep, for sure. So, Mike, why don't you lead off?
I will jump in, and I will lead it off with saying, unfortunately, the best three streaming matchups this week are Zach Wilson against the Chargers, Mac Jones versus Washington, and the third, which Andy is going to use, but it is you're going to need some steel underpants for it, but I'm going with Derek Carr.
Send in the car.
That always works out.
Yeah, it's
worked out for the last month.
It's worked out for a little bit here. Maybe he can – I mean, him and Chris Olave need to go have a fro-yo, sit down, hash it out, and figure it out because they need to work together. But over the last month, the floor has been there, averaged the fourth most passing yards in the NFL, 287. He's been a top 15 quarterback four straight weeks. And the Bears, it's a good matchup. The fifth most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks.
I'm going to go with Gardner Minshew this week. He is in a very winnable matchup against Carolina. Carolina has allowed the third most points per drive in the NFL. And we keep talking about what we are loving, what we are seeing from the Indianapolis Colts, the pace of play. They are destroying overs. They're 6 of 8 weeks they've hit the over, and the line keeps moving up every week, and they're still hitting the overs. So I think Gardner, you know, in his four full games, he's averaged 41 passing attempts. You know, he can run the ball. He's had a couple rushing touchdowns, had 27 fantasy points 2 weeks ago. So against Carolina, I would be okay starting Gardner.
Can I get one of those Halloween sound effects after I reveal my full stream ahead? Bryce Young. Yeah, yeah. Look, the matchup. It's all about the matchup. The Colts, their games have hit the over in 6 of 8 weeks. Jason is starting the other side of it, and Gardner Minshew are streaming the other side. Bryce Young's coming off his best game as a pro. Good passer rating, higher yards per attempt, higher completion percentage.
And there was a change in their offensive play caller. So the fact that we knew that information, and then we saw an improvement for Bryce Young, that's a positive thing.
There you go. That is going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow we have Hungry for More, the Thursday night preview, the midseason review, and I'll be paying the price for my decisions today. So you can tune in for that as well.
For weeks.
I don't know about weeks. Look, any stubble.
Have you
just the small? I might paint it on.
Yeah.
I mean, even the smallest amount of stubble will save what is happening right now. I know a lot of people sleep at night. I'm going to be like clinching, trying to get the follicles
just
to emerge.
Squeezing.
Have you purchased some kind of hair growth serum?
Oh yeah, yet? Yeah,
or
yeah.
Like Red Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, I bought it all. We got to fix this pronto. Thank you for tuning in. Have a happy Halloween, a safe Halloween, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Thank you for
listening. I love you, Travis.
Another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.